Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. This is going to be a really, really powerful episode for any of you who have a corporate background and are coming on to the coaching scene. It will also be really powerful if you don't have that kind of background and you're still a new coach. It's going to be a really good kick in your butt. But as someone who I worked for IBM in financial services consulting on Wall Street for a couple of years, I worked for Uber in their international city operations department for a while. I worked for other international companies and traveled the world very much as part of a company where the company is the big player, as we talk about with Kate. And so I really relate to what she brings to the table. And I think those of you who have been in a career where your analytical brain and the way that your methodology works and the solidness of the preparation of what you're about to go to do to pitch the client was valued very highly are going to see how those things are actually the very obstacles that you'll need to work through in order to flourish and fly as an entrepreneur in a space where there are no rules. And we get to talk about that today. And I coach Kate through getting visible, feeling powerful, overcoming her limiting beliefs, stepping into the business. And we talk also about some strategic elements around social media presence and lead generation and overcoming, you know, the things that served you very well in one arena that you get to let go of and you actually need to let go of in order to succeed as a coach. Welcome to the show, Kate. So excited to have you here coming to us from San Francisco. And let's start with a little introduction about you and your business so our audience can get some context.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Elena. Thank you so much for having me on. So I have been working in corporate, sort of similar to you. I've been working corporate for the majority of my career. And I got my start, well, not only my start, but my entire career has been working for global iconic corporations. So I've had a really fun career trajectory. I got my start working in human resources and I grew to really love it. I never imagined myself in HR. I thought I was going to be like a sports reporter, but I landed in HR and really loved it because I loved working with all the people and learning a lot of different things. So yeah, I stayed in that as my career and really had a really amazing trajectory doing all the things, learning all the things. And probably about 2 years ago, I realized that what I really loved doing, what I feel like, I really feel like I was making impact was coaching and executive coaching. So for a lot of my career, I was up in the C-suite working with the leaders, working with teams, and I found a lot of joy working with that crowd and helping them make impact with their different results and goals. So I took a step back a couple of years ago and thought, you know, what do I want to do with the rest of my career? And then kind of toward the later part of my career, I was working on like COVID policy. I'm like, you know, okay, that kind of seals the deal for me. Time to exit. So after a really beautiful career, I stepped away in April to launch my own business. So I went ahead and launched Kate Walker Executive Coaching. So that's my private coaching service. And so here's sort of the reason for my question. So having been in corporate for so long, you become a little bit indoctrinated into their way of doing things. And fairly recently, I'll be a little bit general, but I worked for a very, very famous brand. And when you're working for a very famous brand, the brand is the star of the show. The products are the star of the show. You are not the star of the show. Even though you're doing great work behind the scenes, you as a person, you as an individual are not the star of the show. So for most of my career, especially working in HR where you have to honor confidentiality and you're just walking a little bit of a different line, I was not on social media at all because I'm not the star of the show. What do I have to say? I'm doing my work in private. I'm doing my work in conference rooms and that sort of thing. So coming out of corporate, I guess my opportunity has been when you haven't had a public voice, you've not been a public figure per se. You've been doing great work, but it's all behind the scenes. But then you're trying to start a business. How do you find your public voice in a way that also feels aligned with you as a person and me as a person? You know, I don't want to be, you know, the star of the show, like razzle dazzle. I mean, I'm a more, you know, just mellow, calm kind of person. I don't know that like really being out there and like TikTok, that's probably not my thing. So the other question is, how do you find your voice in a way that feels aligned, but also in a way that feels comfortable for you in sort of where you're at personally?
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful question. And I really relate to this personally, having gone through that transition from corporate to coaching and working with a lot of women who are at the precipice of this transition. And congrats on walking away.
Okay,
congrats on launching
you.
Kate Walker Executive Coaching. Hell yes. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
And okay, so we're going to be unpacking this. Kate's going to come out as a public figure, basically, and she's going to be the face of the company. And that's what this is. In the coaching industry, people are not just buying the product. They're buying a relationship with you. They're buying proximity to you and the way you see the world and the way your brain works. And so basically what my clients pay me for is like for my brain to sit there and have a two-way conversation and bounce ideas off and be in the energy of the way that I think and view the world. And the same is going to be true for your clients. It's not so much. I think that's one of the big shifts that gets to happen as you move away from corporate, as you start to realize it's not so much about the perfectly designed offer and the perfect methodology and hiding behind that. You get to know that people are hiring you for how you make them feel, for what you activate from within them, for the space that you hold and who they get to experience themselves as in your presence, the permission that you give to people. That's really what they're going to be paying for. The first thing that comes to mind as I hear you talk is I'm like, Kate, I know that there is got to be this big desire. And I want to like drop into the desire with you because I bet after decades of being not the star of the show and supporting these other brands to make all the money and have all the fame, that part of what's driving you to set up this company is you're like, I am ready to be the star of the show. I do want to be the face of the brand. I do want to let my voice in, let my freak flag fly and say whatever I want on my own platforms and be who I really am. Is there not that like bursting desire starting to bubble up for you? Or I want to get a sense of how big that is or how present it is for you.
Yes, that's absolutely present. For me, it's definitely wanting to make an impact with how I can help a leader, with how I can help a team, because I've done all those different things and have enjoyed that work so much. So for me, it's really, that really resonates first. It's like, I know I can help so many people. I know I can really make an impact. Yeah. But with that, again, herein lies a problem. Kate, how are you going to make the impact if no one knows you're there to help make the impact? So, you know, I've tapped into that, and I've also tapped into, especially since leaving, really trying to be, you know, more going inward and trying to look at maybe what blocks are coming up and is there something I haven't processed through to feel that confidence in becoming more public. And I'm working through it, but also sometimes I'm sitting there, it's like, Kate, you know, you have all this experience, you've done the things, like just sit and write some content. And then, but there is a block. It's like, well, what do I have to say though? It's like this bizarre thing with, again, having been kind of indoctrinated into, you're not the star of the show. The brand is the star of the show. It's like, I know internal voice, limiting belief. So just go over here so I can help people and get to work in a bigger way.
Right. Okay. So I see two possible things going on. One is, and I see this a lot with coaches and with new coaches as they start to really cement their body of work and start to produce content and have a social media presence, they might think that they're blocked around, oh, I feel blocked around visibility or around being seen, when it's really you don't know exactly what the message is yet. You just don't have the exact dropped in strategy for who am I talking to and what am I talking to them about? And why am I talking to them about this? That's the message. So I would right away plant that on your radar and be like, Kate, that sounds like not a mindset issue, not some deep-seated limiting belief. It just sounds like your actual messaging gets to be more refined.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I think that's a great point. After leaving the job, you know, it's like everybody's like, what are you going to be doing? It's like, I'm an executive coach. Then it's like, okay, wait a minute, but what's the niche? So that took a while to really kind of think about and refine. So I feel like I have a niche more recently, which has been helpful. So, but I feel like I'm just again at the starting gate of sharing that message.
Yes. And so here's the, there's so many things here. Okay. So the second thing that I see is thinking about, okay, I have a limiting belief or I have a block. How do I get rid of this block? There's a subtle nuance here when it comes to the mindset work. If I see people really get stuck by thinking, oh my God, I'm a little bit scared to be visible. I'm scared to put this out there. What's my block? How do I fix my block? What healing do I need to do to like eliminate the block? Is that kind of going on at some level?
Yes. Yes.
So great awareness to have. And then the opposite that I offer and what I do in my personal life and my work around the things that come up for me that could be viewed as blocks is I just right away go, okay, so that's the story I'm telling myself. That's not what I want to create. That's not where I want to put my energy. So what am I deciding instead? So instead of like, oh my God, I'm blocked around being visible. What are you deciding is the reality that you are going to be? What's the vision? You're going to be present on social media. You're going to have a powerful, strong voice. You're going to be reaching the people that you need to reach. People are going to be loving and resonating with you as a person behind the corporate consulting messaging.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Tell me more about what's the deciding? What is the state that you want to be in?
What's the state I want to be in? I mean, I want to be in a powerful state. I want to be in a state of serving. I want to be in a state of I've got really impactful content that would be of service, of help to people. So I know I want to get there. Yes, I know I want to get there. So the vision is getting there. The vision is take it one little action step at a time and move toward it. So yeah, I get that. I get that.
So there's again, like a very subtle tweak of you're seeing this as something to move towards or a place that you're going to go there versus dropping into how am I already this? How is this my reality right now? How do I feel powerful right now? How do I feel in service today? How do I feel clear about what I'm going to say? And you just decide it and you look for evidence in your life, not of where that belief is showing up. You just, it's like, we're not playing into the energy of the belief. We're playing into the energy of it's already there for you. Kate, who is
okay,
the confident voice, is already here. How is that already true? And I gave this to someone else on one of the podcast episodes, but doing evidence tracking for this new reality. So how powerful it is that you're on this podcast today and getting exposure to a new audience. How powerful is it that you've opened your brand, you know, opened the website, claimed it, created the business? How powerful is it that you walked away from the job? How powerful is all of the experience you've had serving leaders in the past? How decades of experience working for probably the most famous brand on the planet that you're being humble and shy and confidential about? Like, that is power already. It's already here, Kate. You already are the thing that you think you need to get to.
That's a great point. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't thought about it that way. Yes. I should probably give myself a little more credit and a little more grace to, you know what? Yeah. You're there. Just give the permission and step into it, or not even step into it. Be it.
It's so subtle. How subtle is the difference between, okay, I'm going to step into it versus I am it. And these are the ways that I'm already seeing that I already am it.
Yes, it makes complete sense. So I think now my brain just has to follow. It's like, okay, I get it. Now brain, like get with it. Yes, be it now.
So this is what I want you to do every time before you go to write a new piece of content or, you know, just make a new offer, decide something in the business. I want you to go and be it. Do this little energy rearrangement and then go to create from that place. And then the piece that I parked on the table, because I'm like, okay, this is a whole other thing, is the real knowing of when it comes to starting your own business. It's totally different than working for someone else and creating content and being the face. There's a big risk that I see with the corporate types, especially, and I've faced this too, of feeling like I want to feel like I've mastered it before I go and put it out there, or I want to feel like I really know what I'm doing before I go and do it, or I want to feel comfortable with it before. And you're like waiting for it to feel comfortable and for it to feel locked in, when this is a whole different world where you fling yourself off a cliff when you're an entrepreneur. And you didn't do that in corporate. You made sure it was tidy and the pitch was well practiced, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So what you have to know is that you're only going to feel more comfortable. The message is only going to become clearer as well, definitely as you hopefully invest in learning the strategies for marketing and messaging in this realm as well. But through practice, through doing it the first time, putting it out there and it not being so great and so clear and people not really engaging with it. And then you get to see, oh, okay, that I see where I could do it a little bit differently. So I'm going to go and do it a little bit differently. And you just practice. You get on a live stream, you press play, and it's going to be awkward the first time you do live streams. And people are probably, no one's going to watch. And you'll send out emails and they're not going to get conversions and people aren't going to probably open them, but you send more emails and you get a little bit of traction. Then you get some feedback and then the emails get better. And then finally someone responds to your live stream and then you get a feedback and that makes the video better. You only get the feedback that makes the thing better by going first, throwing yourself off the cliff, practicing it, doing it, and knowing it's going to be kind of terrible the first times you do it and it doesn't impact your reputation and it's not this big deal if it's not perfect out of the get-go.
Okay.
Because that doesn't happen. And you'll just stay in the loop of trying to wait until you have it figured out, until you take action when you need to take action to figure it out.
That's so true. And I'm not big on video, which I know I need. I think that that's where a lot of the magic happens, is on video. But I'm the type where it's like, you record it once. No, that's not good enough. Let's record it twice. Let's record it like, okay, now here's like take number 20. So yeah, maybe it just has to be messy and crazy. And you just show up completely authentically. It's like, you know what? It's messy. I don't think I'm doing it right, but hey, you know what? Here we go.
That's the vibe, Kate. And that's so real. That's what actually the medicine that maybe even your executive coaches need to get. They're in these like very tight, constricted binds of how they're supposed to do things. And then you get to go like, I have decades of experience knowing the best practices for climbing their career ladder. I get that. And now I'm an entrepreneur and I can also show you the best of why it's great to be messy and why it's great to go first and practice and fling things out there and marry that into your world. Or it could even, it's part of the package of what makes it so magical.
Yeah. I love that. I love that actually. Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. Do you think, Elena, as far as, you know, coming onto the scene, online scene, I'll call it, do you think that Instagram, do you think that the social platforms are a must to grow your business? Or do you think that there are other ways, or because coming into this world, I have been told it's like, Kate, like it's all about Instagram. Like this is where it's at. This is where you grow. This is where you do your thing, press play on video and do a video. Do you agree? Or do you think that there are other methods and ways to grow a business and get that visibility without being on social or having social as a main, your main thing?
There's a million ways to make $1 million. And there's, but what I would say is that I have one of my best friends, for instance, and she's best friends with me, like the queen of social media and doing all of this. And she's completely opposite. And she's an executive coach. And she's like, I'm going to do it through referrals. I'm going to do it through affiliates. I'm going to do it offline first. And she built her business up to like 10K a month, just offline. The thing I'll say though, when people really want to go and do referrals or do offline marketing, is that it's both. It's like your offline marketing becomes so much more effective because of your online social media presence. If someone says, I used to work at Google with this woman, Kate, you should go check her out, and you don't have videos and free trainings and things on the internet, they're going to be like, okay, maybe. So that's where these worlds get to move together. You might actually get most of your first clients through your network, but your network is validating that they want to work with you by what they see online. And that happens a lot with my clients, who we drive a lot of like having a really beautifully crafted social media presence and a good offer suite and the funnels and the back end to match it. So that when someone lands in their world, regardless of where they're coming from, they're going on a customer journey. They're getting to know, there's a sequence of warming up and nurturing that makes the sale very easy. So I would say if you're not wanting to do, you know, it doesn't have to be only Instagram. It gets to be things offline as well. Well, what were you thinking? Tell me where you really see yourself marketing and what feels good for you too.
Well, I think, you know, when I think about flipping on the camera and just talking into the camera, and that's another area of opportunity, because I feel like, well, what am I going to say to the camera? But if I'm in a conversation, that's where I can really riff off someone. I can share examples and I'm maybe prompted to go deeper on something. So I've been on panels in the past, which has been nice, where there's been some Q&A. So looking for, I do continue to look for opportunities like that. So just different ways to engage in a conversation, I think feels really good for me. It feels more natural versus flipping on the camera and talking for 20 minutes. And I'm like, what am I going to talk about for 20 minutes? So I think it's different things like that.
So yes, and so I'll say, like, that's great. Pitch yourself on podcasts, team up with people who are doing summits and conferences. And you look at the format of my podcast. I don't know any other business coach that coaches people on air, but I also felt like, oh, it'll just be way more easy and fun for me to just coach people on air. And that's like really what people come for. So I designed it to be this way. And you get to design maybe your live streams for a while. Are you coaching someone or having a dialogue about a topic? You can do that too. And I would say that the issue of not knowing what to say to the camera is simply a marketing problem. It's just that you don't have enough information about your market, or you don't have the message dialed in. Because when you have that dialed in, you have infinite number of, like, you know exactly what the problems that people are going through. You know exactly what they really want. You know what's going on in their head. You're knowing the practices and the methodologies to take them through. That just gets to get dialed in, but it gets dialed in with practice as well.
Okay. That's helpful.
So your homework is you're going to do a live stream, Kate, in the next 14 days.
Oh, okay. 14 days. That gives me time.
A little bit of time, not too much. And you're going to tag me in it in the comments, and you're going to, you know, talk to some people before you go live. Talk to some of the people you think would be great clients. Do your market research. Talk to executives that you used to work with who could be potential clients or in that archetype. Get at the heart of what they really care about. And then create a video speaking to that one person. And you speak to that one person, but you're going to speak to 1,000 people just like them.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. I'll do that. I accept the challenge.
Yay!
I accept it.
Oh, you're not going to, the thing is, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid, and then you're going to have so much fun. You're going to be like, I'm going to go live every day. Ooh, I want to talk about this. I want this.
Okay. I love that.
You will get into that flow. I promise.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, when you're talking about a live stream, are we talking Instagram, like in IG live, right?
You can. For platforms, you know, it really doesn't matter. I say play on the platform that you have the most fun on. If you like Facebook, be on Facebook. If you like Instagram, be on Instagram. I'm on both because I like both. But yeah, start with an IG live.
Okay. Yeah. I like IG. It feels creative and fun. It feels like it's a good fun audience.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to takeaways in a minute, but I want to leave you with one like major thing I want to make sure I share with you for my new coaches. And I love saying this, and it just doesn't matter if you're new in this world. This is not the corporate world. You don't have to work your way up. And I see this with my corporate ladies. They come in and think, okay, I'm new here. I'm going to keep myself on the outside. I'm going to kind of like observe and watch what's going on. So I make sure to do things the right way. And I want to do this right. There's a certain, because you've mastered your career and you mastered an industry, and people tend to apply that in the same way to coaching, and it winds up being very limiting and very untrue. There's no corporate ladder here. You can come onto the scene swinging. And that's the energy I invite you to do this. Come out swinging. Don't come out like, oh, I'm new around here. Who am I to do this live stream? Who am I to put out content? Who am I to like take up space here? And you have every right. It's a free open platform. This is an unregulated industry. 23-year-olds come out of the gate and make $1 million in the first 6 months. Because they are just like, let's play. I can be anything I want to be around here. So I'm going to take up space and go for it. And you've got decades of experience under your belt. You're the real deal, Kate. And I want you to come out swinging like those 23-year-olds. I want you to be like, everybody listen to me. You should be listening to me about this.
Yeah, I think that's a great takeaway for me, Elena, is that it's a whole different set of rules. And yeah, being in corporate, you go by their rules and their playbook. So yeah, I have put a lot of pressure on myself as far as like, well, I want to do it right. And I don't want to press the wrong button or do the wrong thing and be like, oh my God, well, that was humiliating. But maybe you do need to be humiliated a few times just to like join the club of online business.
You rock and roll, Kate. I love this. So I want to hear what your takeaways from our conversation are. And by the way, I think you're so great on video because our audience can't see you, but I can because we're on Zoom and I see you're just like so grounded. And when you smile, it lights up the camera and you have such a regulated presence. It's like someone's going to see you and just drop right in. And I think eventually, I see this prediction for you. I think eventually you're going to be a great entrepreneur coach for women coming out of corporate who are going, and this is an initiation. So you're going to go through this. It's going to be messy. You're going to make the mistakes and it's going to prepare you to really support the new wave of women, just like you making these mid-career shifts, and you're going to be a great support for them.
You just gave me chills. Yeah. I just got chills. There must be something in that feels right to me. It feels right to my soul.
I feel it too.
Do you? Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And thank you for mentioning just my on-camera presence. Cause that's another thing, you know, as far as like being hard on myself, it's like, no, I don't have the right, you know, I need to do a blowout first and, you know, put on some lipstick before I press record, which I mean, yeah, I curled my hair before coming on, but anyway, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate your observation. So thank you.
Yeah. So what are you taking away from our conversation what are you going to go implement?
Thank you. Well, I think I just, at the end of the day, I need to be more bold. I just need to give myself permission to be bold and say, you know, you're in a new space. You're an entrepreneur now. There's no right. There's no wrong. You should just, again, press the record button, go live and just do it. So yeah, we talked about all the blocks and all the limiting beliefs. So I think I need to put those to the side, especially because, you know, I mean, I have a couple clients right now, but really to get to where I want to get, I can't be sitting in the background, like kind of waiting and wondering and overthinking. So I think if I want to do it, it's like, go do it, go be it. Yeah.
Yes. And I just see that again, and I mentioned this before, but really that being some of the medicine that's going to come in and draw in your perfect executive coaching clients. They're like, wow, I see Kate being really bold. I see Kate really going for it. She's being so authentic and that's really working. And she's an entrepreneur and she's got her own business now. How can I take some of that and bring it to the people I'm leading on my team?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do. Yes, yes, yes. That's it.
Here we go. Well, thank you for being here today. Is there any...
Thank you, Elena. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there any way that the people listening, if they feel resonance with you, that they can go and connect with you right now?
Yes, I would love that. So my website is katewalker.com. And then I'm on Instagram at @thekatewalker. So I'd love to connect with anybody who wants to connect.
Beautiful. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your vulnerability and showing up so powerfully. And like, you already are the thing. Now go fly and be the thing and come out swinging. And I see such big, amazing things for you. I'm so excited that you're coming onto the scene. And thanks for everyone who's listening to this episode too.
Thank you, Elena. I appreciate it.
All right. Takeaways. So many takeaways from this episode. I'm looking at my notes here. One of the big things that I really want to lead this with you guys, it doesn't matter where you're at in your business. You could be new, you could be pretty experienced, you could be just contemplating coming into this industry and being an entrepreneur in another industry. There are no rules. You get to go big. You get to come out of the gate swinging. You don't have to come and tiptoe your way to the periphery of this new arena and sit there and analyze and watch what everyone's doing and figure out how you're going to fit in and how you're going to do the thing the way that everybody else is, the way it's supposed to be. And that's something that corporate folks, you guys will really try to do. You'll really try to look at, okay, because you want to be super successful. You want to go to the top of the thing. So you'll look at, okay, these coaches, they're doing really well. They're having the results that I want to have. Exactly what are they doing? Okay, how do I watch and make sure that I'm doing those things too, because I want to make sure to do it the right way. This is not what is going to bring in the big money and the big impact and the big flow of clients the way that you want. You've got to break the rules. And it starts from knowing that there are no rules. You're not going to come in and go from $0 to $2K a month to $5K a month to $10K to this many clients to incrementally working your way up. It can be that way, but it's a decision. Or it can be, I come out of the gate and everybody turns their heads and they're like, who the fuck is this? Wow, that's something innovative. Well, that's something I haven't seen before. We're going to listen to her. There's always room on the market for that fresh voice, for that innovative perspective, for that offer that comes from soul. There's always room for that. There's always room to make all the heads turn. Okay. Next thing, when we started talking about Kate's, you know, limiting belief and feeling like shy around the visibility and stepping out as the public figure and the voice, I noticed, as I noticed with many clients, the tendency to focus on the block and focus on, okay, I've got this issue going on. It's in my way and I've got to figure out how to get it out of my way. And I've got to figure out what the right healing and coaching methodologies are to dissolve it. Instead of the very simple shift to decide. This is what we get to do as entrepreneurs. We defy the laws of the universe. We just decide things get to be a certain way and we go out and we make it happen. Decide, how do I want to be? How do I want this to feel? How do I want this to look? And in Kate's case, it was like, well, I want to be really powerful. I want to be a strong voice. I want to make a big impact. So let's look at all the ways that are not in the same vibe of I'm going to work my way towards getting there, that kind of that we just talked about. But it's just seeing how she is already that. You are already that. The thing that you hold within you is already part of you. And it's just a choice. Are you going to focus and put your energy and attention on this block, this limitation, this story that you want to end? Or are you going to go and create the new story and then start looking for the evidence for it and deciding and locking it in and knowing that, oh, I actually already am this. I already am the leader that people look towards. I already am someone who takes up space. I already am the expert or whatever it is for you. Focus on that. Find the evidence that it is already there for you. And the last thing that is so important to emphasize with anything in the entrepreneurial space is it's not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be locked in and prepped and perfect before you launch it. There is just no way. I fly by the 80% rule in my business. If it's 80% right and good enough, I let it out into the world because the only way it's going to get better and better and inch its way towards higher and higher standards is through meeting the market, through meeting reality, through getting feedback from customers, from audience members, from clients, getting the feedback, incorporating it, making it better, launching it again. As I said, and if we could take the example of live streams, I see this all the time with my clients. They're like, how are you so confident on live stream? I'm like, go look at my first live streams I ever did. I was a train wreck. It was so awkward. I paced around my room for an hour. I put it off and put it off and put it off until my coach was finally like, all right, you're doing it tomorrow. Rip off the Band-Aid. They were terrible. No one was watching. I did not get great engagement. I did not sign clients from them for the first batch of the live streams. The first email marketing I did fell flat. It was like, hello, is this thing on? Anybody out there? No one was responding. My first post, no one liked, no one commented on. I just kept going. So this is the thing. You can't expect to feel comfortable or for it to look as good as it's going to look 5 years from now when you're doing it for the very first time. You've just got to go, let it be messy, and you're going to find your voice. You're going to find the better practices. You're going to clarify the message as you go and practice and let the imperfect thing meet the imperfect world and give you back more gems of wisdom and inspiration that then you're going to incorporate. And you get this upward momentum, this snowball effect. But you've got to go first and you've got to leap into the void where no one's going to validate you. Just be sure of that. The first time you do the thing that's scary, the first time you launch a program, the first time you no one's going to be there to like pat you on your back and like give you all the validation and make you feel really secure in it. It's not what this path is about. It's about you finding that security within yourself, you finding the resolution within yourself, you deciding to be the leader and to go and go again and go again and keep swinging and keep swinging and keep taking up the space and keep making it better. That's the path. That's the fun. That's the flinging yourself off the cliff that is absolutely necessary to be successful in this industry. So my homework for all of you listening to this is go fling yourself off the cliff today with something, whatever it is that you're hesitating towards, wanting it to be better, wanting it to feel more perfect, wanting to feel like it's more mastered or you figured it out better. That's the thing. That is exactly the thing that needs to move and needs to be put out into the world for you to go to your next level. So go do that. Go fling yourself off the cliff and send me a message on Instagram if you do that and what amazing results you find out for yourself.
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.